This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes.
We've got to have an economic recovery.
We are hoping for the override to go through.
There's really nobody left in City Hall to cut.
In recent weeks, we've been following the impact of budget cuts on communities in Massachusetts in a series we call Towns in Trouble. This morning, we go back to Hall, where we've been reporting on how cuts have affected schools in town. You can count out any new funds from a Proposition 2.5 override, as Hall residents voted yesterday against that option, which means they won't be raising their property taxes to pay for schools. WBUR's Fred Tice was in Hull last night as the votes were counted and joins us this morning to talk about what the vote means. Good morning, Fred, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
First off, what would the override have funded if it passed?
It would have restored advanced placement classes in high school. Right now, there aren't any AP classes at Hall High. It would have restored language classes in the middle schools. Right now, students have to wait until high school to begin learning a foreign language. And it would have restored funding for sports and theater, which for some students are the reason they work hard to keep their grades up, because they can't do extracurricular activities unless they get good grades. This past year, students and parents have worked hard to raise the money for after-school activities, but they found that it was pretty much the same people in town who contributed money every time, and so they're afraid that when they start raising money again this summer, they may find that well is dry, and they won't be able to fund theater or sports.
Bigger picture, in the past 2 years, about 49% of override votes in Massachusetts have passed. Hull voters rejected this one yesterday. By what margin? And what was the reaction in town?
More than 3,000 votes were cast, which is almost a third of the town's population. And that's a pretty amazing number for a town election. In fact, I've never seen a town election like this. There was so much sense of excitement with all the signs and all the people crowded in front of the middle school. The biggest crowd at the tent with the vote yes on the override signs. But, of course, in the end, that failed. More than 1,300 people voted for the override, but almost 1,800 voted against it. In the middle school cafeteria where the vote was announced, there were gasps from the parents who had worked so hard to get this override passed, but came up short.
And short by quite a bit. Why did people vote against the override? What did they tell you?
Part of it was a question of trust. One voter I spoke with has a son who's about to enter high school, and yet she voted against the override because she doesn't believe that the town can improve the schools fast enough for her son to benefit. And so her family's moving to Hingham this summer. And other factors seem to be a feeling that the town should live within its budget. One woman told me simply, there should not be any overrides. And another woman told me that the town should be able to make do without an override. That was the refrain. Yeah.
On the other side, the people who were pushing the override, you said a moment ago there were gasps in the cafeteria last night when it was announced that the override failed. What was their reaction beyond that?
It was shock and disappointment. Lisa Jenkins, the head of the group of moms who've been trying to save theater, summed it up best. She was heartbroken.
It's not about drama. It's about their education. I don't know what to say. We'll work hard more, that's all.
What she mean, Fred, when she says we'll work hard more? What can Jenkins and the other parents do now that they've lost this override battle?
Politically, there's nothing more that they can do this year. And before the override, some of the parents were saying that if they lost this one, it would be the second year in a row that the town has voted against raising taxes to fund education. So they thought that if they lost, it was a clear sign that the town does not want to pay more for schools. Parents will have to raise all the money for sports and theater again, and there won't be the AP classes in high school or the language classes in middle school. Seeing those parents last night brought home to me that in the end, it's the children who suffer from these budget cuts. There's fear among the parents that the town will go downhill, at least among some of the parents, as a result of this vote. One woman who helped organize last year's failed override attempt said that if it failed this year, she was thinking about pulling her children out of public school, but she was very conflicted about it because she felt she'd be betraying the cause of public education.
So what happens now?
The town manager says that this is a big blow to the school system in Hull because the town planned for budget cuts next year, the schools will have the same funding that they had this year. So they won't lose any more programs. They just won't get those AP and language classes back and the sports and theater and whatnot.
WBUR's Fred Tice, thanks a lot for coming in.
Glad to do it, Bob.
You can hear Fred's other reports on Hull on our website, WBUR.org. Visit the special section, Towns in Trouble, where you can also check out the stories on how the town of Gardner is dealing with its strained budget.